Hello, everybody. My name is Miss Carol, and today I'm going to read an article that was written for the Pasadena Post News. It was written by Andy, and it's a sports swimming article dated Thursday, August the 13th of 2018. And this article is about Olympian swimmer Michael Phelps. And Andy has drawn a picture of Michael Phelps. Oh my goodness, it's a great picture. You see a drawing of Michael Phelps' head and his shoulders and hands. And on his face, he's got swimming goggles. And he has on a United States swim cap that has the United States flag on it and the name Phelps. So again, Andy, you did a great job drawing. So let's read the article. Are you ready? Here we go. On this day 10 years ago, American swimmer Michael Phelps was on his way to setting the record for most gold medals earned by an individual athlete. He also was setting a world record in every single event practically. The Baltimore kid, who was diagnosed with severe ADHD and medicated during the school hours each week, proved his English teacher a fool for saying he would never be successful. The retired athlete has co-authored several books, including No Limits, The Will to Succeed, and a children's book. With a total of 28 lifetime Olympic medals, Phelps is the most decorated Olympian ever. It's satisfying hearing that Phelps never gave up and ignored negativity that went on in his life. If he can do it, anyone can. To be successful in life, he proves, like many before him, never give up. So that's the end of the article, and again, it was written by Andy. And here's what I think. This is a very good article about Michael Phelps. I remember him. I remember when he was so successful and won all those medals. And I know as a young man that Michael Phelps worked very hard and he practiced discipline. He had to be careful what he ate. He had to exercise and swim. So winning these medals didn't come automatically. He had to work very hard for it. So that's a good lesson for us to know that to succeed in life, to win at something, to learn something new, it takes effort on our part. We really have to work at it. So that's a good lesson for us for today. That's all for now. Bye-bye.